The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we start off with Google and a big data leak. This all points to G+, by the way. You know, that stuff we don't really use anymore. And because of that, maybe Google didn't think we'd notice. Yes, they have exposed private data from hundreds of thousands, from what we're hearing right now, about 500,000 G+ users. Here's the thing, though. Nobody knew about it because Google thought, nah, we don't need to inform them. All this info, by the way, is coming from the Wall Street Journal. And according to their sources close to the matter, they said they decided to keep the exposure under wraps so, you know, they wouldn't cause fear of regulatory scrutiny. So when did it happen? Way back in March. Yeah, we're just hearing about it now. Though Google's saying that once they discovered it, they fixed it immediately. Now, apparently what happened was a bug. Yeah, we've been hearing that a lot lately, haven't we? It actually allowed developers to collect G+ profile information, regardless of whether those friends had chosen to share that information publicly or not. Now, if you were a big fan of G+, well, the consumer version is going away and will be closing up shop over the next 10 months. As Google says, that will allow users to transition out of the service. How convenient, huh? Hey, iPhone users, did you happen to look at your phone today? Yep, you got another update. 12.0.1 is out. Apparently, this is going to fix a lot of major bugs. Yep, we've had a lot of them. Particularly the big one that has people having a problem actually charging their device. iOS 12.0.1 is also going to fix those Wi-Fi bugs. This is actually more for the iPhone XS devices, by the way, to actually automatically join a 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi networks rather than that 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi network. Other things it's addressed that should cover all iPhones or those Bluetooth issues we've been having. And of course, the number one, security. So, you can go grab that update right now if you're daring, or you might want to wait till the end of the workday just to be on the safe side. And finally, get ready to enter the Facebook portal. Yeah, Facebook's actually got a physical product for us now called, yes, the portal. Interesting choice of name considering what the company's been through lately. But in any case, this is apparently their answer to the Echo, kind of. So what is this portal? Well, it's going to allow Facebook's portal to be having a camera and a microphone right in your living room or wherever you decide to put the thing. And its pure focus is on video chatting. Though we're hearing you can also use Spotify and Pandora through it, or actually stream video from Facebook Watch. Strangely enough, though, one thing you can't do, browse Facebook. Nope, not on the portal. Facebook says the portal is designed to create the sense that you're sharing one big room with people you're talking to. And just so you know, when I'm talking about portal, I'm actually talking about two portals here. One's a 10-inch portal with 720p resolution. The larger model is actually a 15.6-inch version with, of course, 1080p resolution. Both have loudspeakers and a subwoofer. I don't know how much thump it's going to have, but they got it. All right, how much is the portal going to cost? Well, if you want the smaller one, you're at $199. If you want to go big, it's $349. If you think you need both in your life, Facebook says they're going to give you $100 off. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Hop on over there to get our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all over there. Also, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. Yes, we will be headed your way tomorrow. We will have a Wednesday edition this week. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.